Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is September 25th, 2015, Friday. Thank God it's Friday. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today I'm going to be speaking about how long we take to learn English as a foreign language. I'm going to be discussing some issues related to that, and I'm going to give you actually three different answers, but you will see what I mean by three different answers, because I'm going to be talking about three different results of that learning. And this is episode 89 of the Follow English Podcast. So let me get started then. How long? It's a very difficult question, but at the same time very common question that people ask. I would like to remind you that there are some other episodes I discuss language learning issues, and one of them is episode 14, which I answer the question, is there a secret to learning English? And then on episode 29, I describe what I call the mountaintop syndrome. So that's also very interesting, because a lot of people feel they are not learning, that they are stagnant, that they are not progressing in their learning. Then in episode 42, I talk about why some learners fail to succeed in language learning. And finally, in episode 58, I discuss the idea of the learning curve. So the learning curve, which is a concept related to how we learn things, and that goes not only for language learning but also anything you learn in life. So now in this episode, in episode 89, I'm going to talk about how long we take. The first thing to consider, in my opinion, if you want to know how long you're going to take to learn a language, is how much do you want to learn? So how far do you want to go? Do you want to be able basically to go abroad and do some shopping, communicate in very basic way at the airport, at the hotel, or do you want to go further than that? Would you like to be able to, you know, have a decent vocabulary and understand native speakers as well, or at least be able to understand them? And would you like to go even further and be able to sit down and have a discussion on some serious topic? So how far do you want to go? How much do you actually want to learn? And this you should have a clear goal, I think, when you decide to learn a foreign language. And you should keep this goal in mind, because that's what's going to drive you. That's what's going to take you further, or gonna help you see if you are being successful or not. Another thing to consider is how much effort do you want to put into it, into the learning process, I mean. Why? Because if you don't put much effort into the learning process, of course you're going to take a lot longer. And that's why when I give you my answers here about how long it will take, or it normally takes, I would rather answer in terms of number of hours than in terms of number of years or months or days. Because then the number of hours is basically how much time you will be in contact with English, and how much time you will be in class. Not only in class, but in contact with English, either in class or at home. In a third question that I think maybe some people might say has nothing to do with language learning, but I think it's also important, is do you like languages? Because I think that people who actually like languages, it's a lot easier for them to learn a foreign language than for those who don't like languages. Why is that? It's simple, because I think that people who like languages, they tend to notice language a lot more. What do I mean by notice? I mean that people who like languages, they tend to observe things and you know, create their own theories and their own rules about language, and that will help you learn languages in a foreign languages in a more systematic way, faster than those who don't like languages. Now, coming back to the first initial question, which is how long, I would say that if you just want to be able to go abroad and use basic English to go shopping or to get by in a restaurant situation or maybe at the airport or something like that, I think 200 hours would be a good number of hours, and you can reach that if you're starting from zero. You can reach that in about 4 semesters at a language school, having those, let's say, roughly 40 to 50 hours class time, plus another, let's say, 20, 30 hours at home. So you would, in four semesters or 4 terms, 4 semesters, you would have approximately 250, 280 hours altogether. And that would be enough for you to travel abroad and go shopping and, you know, get by or ask for directions and things like that. But if you want to go further, if you want to be able to understand native speakers a little bit more than that, I think 500 hours would be reasonable. And if you don't want these 500 hours to take a long time, if you don't want to spend like 5 years studying English, you have to put more effort into it, into your learning process, so that you can speed up the process and reach that level in less than, let's say, 4 or 5 years. So I think 500 hours would be a good number, let's say, to reach an intermediate or upper intermediate level, where you can understand native speakers, even though you might not be able to, you know, to discuss very complex issues and in a higher level discussion, you won't be able to develop and to express your ideas clearly, but you will be able at least to understand native speakers and follow instructions and whatnot. And my third answer here is 1,000 hours. I would say that 1,000 hours is a good number of hours. And of course, I'm rounding up the hours here, but let's say 1,000 hours would be enough for you to be able to speak and to sit down and have a discussion, or a high-level discussion about more abstract matters, and sit down and talk about politics, talk about economy, actually speak English in a deeper level. Then I would recommend 1,000 hours. And again, like I said in the previous one, if you want to speed up, because 1,000 hours can take you, let's say, 8-10 years to reach if you go very slowly. So if you want to reach your 1,000 hours faster, in a faster way, you can speed up the process by increasing the number of hours you spend every day and trying to study English every day and practice your English every day, be in contact with the language every day. So this is it. I know a lot of learners from different levels and people who put different amounts of effort into their learning process, and some people seem to learn very fast and acquire new vocabulary very fast, while others seem to be stuck in a level. But that's exactly because of that. That's because they study basically 1 or 2 hours per week, and that's it. They don't have time to, and they don't want to put much effort into it. So in the end of the day, they end up learning very slowly, and they will take a long time to reach a conversational level. So my again, just a quick recap, 200 hours would be enough. My answers here were 200 hours would be enough for you to reach a basic level where you can get by in shopping or at an airport situation or something very simple. 500 hours would take it to a higher level so that you can also understand native speakers. And if you want to be in a conversational level so that you can sit down and express your ideas more clearly, I would recommend at least 1,000 hours. And again, if you want to speed up that process, if you don't want to considering how much you would have to spend if you were studying at a language school here in Brazil, at least a regular semester here would be between 40 and 50 hours of class time, and another 20, 30 hours at home to do homework and to do some extra listening activities and stuff like that. But that wouldn't account for more than, let's say, 60, 70 hours per semester. So if you consider 1,000 hours as a goal, that would take a long time, you know. So it would really take a long time to get to 1,000 hours. So my recommendation is maximize your time by increasing your time, the contact you have with English. Try to spend more time in contact with the language, practicing the language, either doing exercises or studying or just listening and reading, which are the skills that you should really practice in if you want to, in order to be able to understand native speakers. And then, of course, you will be able to speed up the process. That's it then. I would just like to remind you before I finish that the webpage for this podcast is at pods.followenglish.com.br. There you can add your email address, and in this case you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also follow us on Twitter or Facebook. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Podomatic or even Stitcher Radio. And you can send your emails with suggestions or comments to info@followenglish.com.br. So I would like to thank you again for listening, and I hope you're all learning something, and I'll see you next time. Bye!